Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Don't forget those turkey applications. Get them in. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of February 11th and 12th. Again, don't do what Tom P. You're too busy. You're this, you're that. You forget to send them in. Oh, over-the-counter sales. There'll be some available. No, your turkey hunting area quota. If you have my luck, they're going to be taken, gone, done, toot finute. Now, they're going to be accepting applications through, permit applications through the 22nd, and then they're going to start to disperse them on the 27th. Snow goose season's still going on. It's going to go through the 15th. I guess that's next Wednesday, but then this coming Wednesday, don't forget, the conservation order hunt starts the 16th, unlimited. Okay, so it's by permit. It's a couple dollars. Unlimited, unplugged guns, electronic calls. And that is something. We're going to have more on that next week's show with Ted Nichols, Fish and Wildlife's principal wildlife biologist. He's head of the Waterfowl Project. Bunny and bushy-tail seasons are still going on. A lot of hunting opportunities out there. The last of the DMZ hunts for archery, shotgun muzzleloader. And today, you have archery through next week. Check the digest for dates. And the fishing is just the white perch. Hopefully, we'll have a report later on. It's going bats. Still tog out there. The guys that are getting out there on the deeper wrecks, they're just still pulling in some nice white chins in there. I've seen photos of fish, 9, 10, 11 pounds. So a lot of stuff like that going on. Hey, predator season is still happening. Ho, ho, ho! Crooked Horn Gunning Club down here in Belle Plaine has a week-long predator tournament coming up. We're going to hear more about that later in the show. But right now, the largemouth bass fishing, I'm messing with the smallmouth. It's been up and down, up and down, up and down with this weather pattern. I call it a yo-yo. Shout out to Donnie Osmond there, the Osmonds. Yo-yo. Join us in the next couple of segments. Lane L., South Jersey Kayak Bass Fishing Club president. He is a midwinter, late winter, early spring bass fishing ace on South Jersey waters. Going to give us some tips, tricks, and techniques. So grab that cup, grab that rebel. We'll be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Ow! Coyotes, foxes, coons, Crooked Horn Gunning Club in Belle Plaine. Talk about it later. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station. Fox on Tech.
Think Jarvis and Iron Man or HAL in 2001 Space Odyssey. The age of robots and artificial intelligence has been advertised as game-changing. But in Google's case, you kind of need to show that computers are actually better than humans. Google's new AI chatbot called Bard gave the wrong answer when asked, what new discoveries from the James Webb Telescope can I tell my 9-year-old about? Bard said that the telescope took the very first pictures of a planet outside of our own solar system. Astronomers say that that's wrong. Google says that this highlights the importance of a rigorous testing process. Bard is currently in test phase before a wider launch in a few weeks' time. Microsoft took the wraps off its Bing search engine infused with ChatGPT, which has been advertised as a Google killer. It will use AI to help you search the internet better. Microsoft says it's a new era in search. With Fox on Tech, Susan Lee, Fox News.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Like a yo-yo. Anyone remember that from the Osmonds? Okay, the Osmonds, yeah, go away, little girl. No, this is when they rocked, before they broke up, before Donnie really got famous. Like a yo-yo, and that's been the situation on the bass fishing front, talking freshwater, largemouth. Man, this weather pattern, water temperature going up, water temperature going down, air temperature going up, going down, and these fish are getting, what did Carl Spackle and Caddyshack say? It's psychotic, getting psychotic, but there is still... You hit it right. There was some great bass fishing to be had out there. Just a reminder, too, the South Jersey Bass Club Association, a tournament, Open Buddy Tournament by the 4th Ward Bass Masters is going to be March 5th. That's a Sunday in Sunset Lake. 2 weeks later on the Sunset Lake, also on a Sunday on March 19th, by the Line Stretchers Bass Club, 7-3 is an Open Buddy Tournament. But here we go. Look out below. Kayak time on the smaller waters in South Jersey. March 25th on the Cooper River. Man, that thing is an enigma. You hit it right. You're gonna knock the snot out of them. But, man, they can be tough. And that's it's going to be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The South Jersey Kayak Bass Club is the host club. And also on, April 1st. And Mirror Lake, another kayak tourney. Same thing, 93, sponsored by the South Jersey Kayak Bass Club. Man, I pulled in a big one right now. Lane L., president of the South Jersey Kayak Bass Club, who is also a pretty damn good bass fisherman in his bass-powered bass boat. Again, this yo-yo effect. Hey, Donny Osmond, you listening? You listening? This yo-yo effect with the largemouths can be frustrating or could be one of the best times to catch some of the biggest fish of the early season. Sorry, Lane, I was getting my Osmond on. How you doing, brother?
Man, I am doing fantastic. How are you, Tom Pig?
Oh, Lane, I put a call into you. Remember, I was talking to you a couple of waters. We've been fishing, nothing. All of a sudden, bang, boom. Water temperature goes up, comes down a couple of degrees. You said, Tom P, it does have an effect here, knowing where to look. Lane, I'm leaning on you for the listening audience. I want to get into the bass fishing right now. Stripers aren't going to open back bay for another couple of weeks. And, you know, it's itchy time to get. When that air out there gets 42, 40 degrees, we want to go bass fishing, man. What are some of the tips and tricks, Lane, for this midwinter? Actually, it's almost like a late winter pattern. This time of year when it's going up and going down. What do you got?
Yeah, this time of year can be tricky, but it can be fun also. There's the biggest key during this transition where you're starting to get out of winter and starting to get into the early spring bite is going to be creek channels. Creek channels. That is where you're going to find your fish right now. They're already thinking about getting out of their winter patterns as the days get longer. But the fish really in these shallow lakes in South Jersey respond a lot to daylight and the length of the days, actually a little more than water temperature overall. So wow. As the days are getting longer, these fish are actually starting to move and they're starting to look for spots to transition in. And that's going to be our creek channels. Those creek channels are like the highways of the road for underwater. And that's where these fish are going to be right now. The water, there's plenty of oxygen down there. You got a little bit of current going on. You got all your bait fish floating around and you got cover. So if you can get the right creek channel and hit it at the right time, it could be a pretty good day for you.
Now, Lane, I appreciate that. But on a small water, for example, we were out there the last week. I caught a couple of small fish. Like Gian Petro Park Pond, a little, 3-acre, 4-acre. They load it up with trout. That whole other side, you can't fish. There's just a little ramp there. You get a little car top or a yak out there. But, Lane, that thing screams bass. Now, there's going to be a creek channel in there?
There is a creek channel in there along the back of the lake. Where the underneath where that bridge is coming over of Lincoln Avenue. There's a creek channel that runs right along the back of that lake all the way back to the creek that comes in. And now when I say creek channel, we're not talking, you know, South Carolina creek channels where they might be, you know, 20, 30 feet deep. A creek channel in New Jersey could be 3 feet deep when the rest of the lake is 1.5 feet deep.
Okay.
So it's everything's in perspective in New Jersey because of how shallow our ponds are and how small they are. But still, those creek channels are still your roadways, and that's where their bass are going to be moving in and out of. And that's, you know, the best place in the system right now for them to be as far as water temperature, as far as oxygen, and as far as bait fish go. So that's where they're going to be. They're going to be along that back creek channel, even in Gia Petro.
Joining us on the Rackfin line this morning is Lane L., president of the South Jersey Kayak Bass Fishing Club, and ace bass fisherman, not only in South Jersey, but, Lane, you fished, pretty much a lot of places in the United States. But, Lane, bass behavior now, for example, you're going to have, it's coming up, another, if you want to call it a freeze or whatever, there's going to be some nights in a row where it's going to be down in the high teens, low 20s. After a couple of nights of that and corresponding, you know, cold air temperatures, how long will it take for bass to react again, move in shallow, move into those areas? When you get another day in the 50s, will it take a couple of days of that to get them up and moving again?
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem with the yo-yo effect that you're calling it, is that, if you know, the fish will take not long, because, again, our lakes are shallow and they'll warm up fast. So if you get a good day in the 50s, go out there. I mean, because the morning that water probably will still be in the high 30s. But by the afternoon, that water temperature will jump into the mid-40s, and it'll be game on again. Those fish will adjust pretty quick. They know what's going on, and they're like you and me. They see some sunshine this time of year. They want to get out in it and get warm.
But, brother, what did my main man, Jed Clement, say? Whee! Doggies, Lane, you're right on that. Now, Lane, the wind factor. There's always a wind factor. Wind coming in to the bank, pushing bait fish in, stirring up the water. Is that a good time?
what you want to look for with wind is, again, you want to look where your creek channels are in correspondence to the wind.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can find a creek channel with that wind blowing over to it, and maybe it has a steep bank, you know, it's going to push the bait towards that steep bank, and that also gives a great ambush point for the bass to push them up against something. You know, wind on a flat right now is not good for anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to push the bait anywhere. You just want to stay off the flats at that point, unless there's some sort of break. But again, I can't tell you enough, can't stress enough that you want some sort of break in the water depth this time of year. Doesn't matter what the wind's doing or how much the temperature changes, unless it gets into the 30s. Once the water temperature gets back into the 30s, then those fish are going to go. They're going to deep go back into their winter holes. They're going to be very lethargic, and they're going to be super hard to catch.
Lane, the few we picked off the other day, they were pretty aggressive little bastards, man. They were bang, you know, boom, boom, boom. I mean, I tell you, we were using little road runners and stuff like that. But they were a slower retrieve. Naturally, not ripping them, but they were spunky.
Yeah, the other day I was on a small lake, and I was fishing a creek channel, and I caught a couple bass on a crankbait and on a lipless crankbait. So they're definitely looking for moving baits.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's, again, it was on a creek channel. They were looking for moving baits, and for whatever reason, and I don't know the science behind this, and almost every winter bass angler will tell you this: red is the color. You know, red or bright orange,
yep,
whatever it is in the wintertime, and when that water temperature is in the 40s, just tie on a red crankbait, a red lipless rattle trap, something like that, and you'll have a lot of success.
Well, I have a shout out to Chris Smith, principal fisheries biologist, Bureau of Freshwater Fisheries. He used to turn me on to that color, Lane, I don't know, maybe a dozen years ago. I said, red, aren't red. Lane, you hit that right on the head as well. Man, we were fishing pretty heavily fished Lake Assanpink up there in Monmouth County. You know, it's a big tournament lake. And these fish were, man, they were on the bite. The silver, nah. The crayfish color, nah. That the shad color, you know, the little scales and the etched eyes, you know, nah. They wanted red or they wanted orange, man. And that was all she wrote. Now, why do you think that? Again, you don't know the science, but who does?
You know, my best guess is that they're feeding more on panfish than they are baitfish this time of year. You know, they're eating the yellow perch, they're eating the bluegills and things like that. So maybe that's just a better match of the hatch.
Sure, they're going to have some margin. We're speaking to Lane L. He is the president of South Jersey Kayak Bass Fishing Club. Lane, we're up against a hard break. We're going to talk some tactics in the next segment with Lane. Grab that cup. Grab that rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
So what is Talk with a Purpose? It's a lively, informative, number one rated talk show on Saturday morning. Hi, this is John DeMasi. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon for Talk with a Purpose, heard right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. And if you miss it on Saturday, we replay it on Sunday from 5 until 8 p.m. Don't miss Talk with a Purpose, Saturday and Sunday, right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Today, 1 in 5 working-age Americans has a mental health condition.
People in all types of jobs and at all levels.
And the key to helping us succeed is a supportive and inclusive workplace.
All of us have a role to play in making that happen.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can listen and be a source of support to my colleagues.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
I can offer all employees the supports they need to deliver on the job, for the team,
and for the business.
What can I do?
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others
that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Mental health-friendly workplaces are more important than ever,
and all of us have a role to play in promoting them.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
We get it. You're not going to work just anywhere. You're smart. You're ambitious. and you want to help others. You want a place where you can thrive, feel fulfilled, and have an opportunity for growth, all while making an incredible living. Right now is the perfect time to join the team at Town Square Media as a marketing consultant. Join one of the fastest growing digital companies in America, where you get to help build client solutions with real local influencers and sell brands like TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube. If this sounds exciting to you, let's have a conversation. Our comp package is amazing, with unlimited earning potential, including base salary, mobile phone, auto expense, 401k match, trip incentives, and more. If you're competitive, driven, and have the ability to communicate great ideas, we'd love to hear from you. With digital advertising expected to double over the next 3 years, the timing could not be better. Reach out to Mike Rubel, Market President, at 609-910-5249 or visit careers.townsquaremedia.com. Town Square Media is an equal opportunity employer.
We're Town Square Media. And along with the awesome radio station you're listening to right now, we're publishers of best-in-class national entertainment brands like Taste of Country, Pop Crush, and more. And when combined with our local brands, we can reach over 70% of consumers in our community. At Town Square, all this digital clout puts us in a unique position to help local businesses grow with powerful marketing solutions. In addition to local radio, we're experts at web design and SEO, plus targetable advertising solutions like streaming TV, addressable geofencing, YouTube, Snapchat, Facebook, Spotify, search engine marketing, and so much more. That may sound like a lot of buzzwords, but really all that matters is we can deliver a relevant and ideal target audience to your business with data-informed decisions. No guessing, no waste, and you gain a trusted marketing partner with Town Square Media.
Take your business to the next level. Call our director of sales, Jim McLean, today at 609-910-5247.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at autismspeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
My dad, he's a double amputee, and he's one of my favorite people in the world. To me, a hero is someone who fights for our country and freedom. My dad is a hero. Most of our troops built this house, and it's basically made for him. My dad can get through the wide doorways. When he is making our lunch, he can reach anything we need. He'll help me build tiny projects. Life is good here. Without Homes for Our Troops, we'd be living in a home that didn't have all these features that helped him.
Homes for Our Troops builds and donates specially adapted custom homes nationwide for severely injured post 9/11 veterans and enables them to rebuild their lives.
If they get a new house like this one, it'll help them, like, do normal life. My dad's not just a hero, he's my hero.
Join our mission at hfotusa.org.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Saturday, February 11th already. Oh, man, days getting a little bit longer. Hey, about the South Jersey Bass Club Association. They're going to have their annual Fisherman's Flea Market. It's indoor and outdoor. This is a big, man, I got some great deals there. But it's that market on your calendars. April 15th is going to be here before you know it. It's going to be held at the Millville Elks Lodge, 181. I'm too excited. What I'm doing this afternoon, I'm too excited. 1815 East Broad Street in Millville, okay? The South Jersey Bass Club Association's annual indoor fisherman's flea market. Great deals. Hopefully, we're going to have Brian Camp on from the organization in a couple of weeks, talking up a little more. But on the line with us right now is Lane L., expert bass angler, a South Jersey ace to the... I mean, I'm talking a four-of-a-kind ace when it gets us. Well, Lane, one more thing. I'll talk to you off the air for a second. What about the scenario could happen, like two or three warm days, like yesterday we're having in a row. Bass Shallow Lake. Let me throw something out. You know, like Birds Grove Park Pond right here behind the studio. You know, they got the series of lakes back, ponds back there. The laydowns going out from the bank. Some of these lakes are only 4 feet deep. Will some bass make movements laying up into that cover, alongside it, near it? What's the dealio?
Yeah, in New Jersey, those laydowns are very important, and they will actually hold fish almost year-round, especially if the end of those laydowns are sitting in, you know, 3, 4, 5 feet of water, yep. And the rest of the lake is 1, 2, 3 feet of water. So, you know, it provides anything that provides cover for those fish to hide in or to ambush in or security, you know, it'll act as their house, their roof. So, yeah, there'll always be bass in there. Now, will they always be active? That's another story because, you know, they might go in there and that's their place to get away, relax, and hide. And catching them out of there might be a little difficult, but they're probably in there.
Lane, plastics, worms, creature baits, crawfish imitations. Do they have a – jigs, hair jigs right now. Do they have a place in the midwinter game?
They do. This time of year, I prefer running, you know, like I said earlier, the crankbaits, the lipless rattle trap. I like to try to get a reaction strike this time of year, but you can still catch fish on, you know, soft plastics, whether it be a paddle tail of some sort, like a Kytec, a 3.5-inch Kytec or something like that. Mm-hmm. You could, you know, the key with those baits is you have to fish them different than you do in the summertime. You can be more aggressive and fish them harder in the summertime, faster. Power fishing, as a lot of people call it. In the wintertime, you really got to get finesse if you want to work, if that's the kind of bait you want to choose. You want a drop shot. You
Bingo.
Want a Ned
Bingo.
Rig.
Mm-hmm.
You want a downsize. You know, this is, you don't want to throw that big 6-inch wacky worm this time of year. Maybe downsize to the 4-inch. And again, slower the better. You just want to crawl that along, move it. You don't want heavy jerks on it. You just want to slow down. The bait fish this time of year are not moving real fast. So again, it's about imitating the bait fish, their movements, and everything in the water this time of year moves slower. So if you're, you know, bouncing that worm hard or, you know, power fishing it to the bank and pulling it out real fast, chances are you're going to be sitting in your boat all day and not catching anything. If you think you're throwing it slow, throw it slower. I mean, you just got
there. You go.
Slower the better right now.
That sounds
you're fishing soft plastics.
That sounds like working a metal lip plug off the jetty for stripers. Eddie Bronson to FedEx. You think you're reeling slow? Slow it down, Tom P. Okay, boom.
Yeah.
And there it was. Okay, Lane. Covering the shallow is one thing. Now there are anomalies. Now you have Union Lake, a bigger lake, deeper holes. For example, you know these borrow pits. South Jersey's littered with them. Hold a lot of bass. I call them the Cressy Lane pits down there by Rio Grande. Great example, Lane. South Violent Park Lake, Park Pond, whatever you call it, 20 acres up to 30, 35 feet deep. I've seen some bass out of there, 5-6 pounds or better. Where are they going to be in this yo-yo pattern? Are you deep water drop-shotting them, waiting for them to move up on the ledges? I know you aced it there. So deeper water situations, what do you got?
You know, deeper waters, you're going to look for probably suspending fish. They're not going to be all the way down deep. The oxygen's not going to be really good down deep. So they're going to be where that oxygen level is a little better, and they're probably going to be suspending. So they're going to be difficult to catch because you're going to have to fish that lower to mid-level water
right.
zone in there. So, again, you can fish a drop shot. I fish it high off the bottom. Maybe 3-4 feet off the bottom.
Okay.
Ned rigging, something that'll get you through that strike zone. If you're throwing a Ned rig, you're probably going to get hit on the drop before it gets to the bottom.
That's happened.
Anything like mm-hmm. that. And that's also where a jerk bait shines. You know, you might want to throw a jerk bait in that situation, something that'll get down, you know, 5, 6 to 10 mm-hmm. feet, and just let it sit. Jerk it, let it sit, jerk it, let it sit, and just, you know, have those fish looking up at it and just want to come up and eat it. You know, that's your best tactics for, especially those clear water impoundments like that where it's been clear.
Yeah, you can see all pretty much down. It reminds me of Round Valley Reservoir up north. You can see almost down to the bottom there.
Yeah, I mean, line size is very critical there.
Yes.
So you want to throw you want to throw light line, fluorocarbon, something that's almost invisible in the water, because in that clear water, the bass can see everything. So you really want to make your bait look as natural as possible.
Lana, for that situation, you're talking, what, 6 or 8 pound test? In a fluorocarbon?
Six, 7, 8 pound test, absolutely. I wouldn't go any heavier than that. First of all, if you're using heavier line than that, it's not going to sink as fast. So the lighter line you have, the deeper you can get your baits down. And if you're talking, you want to target fish in that 20-foot zone, you want to be able to get your bait down at least 10 feet so that they have a chance of coming up to see it. And with heavier line, thicker line, that's just not going to happen.
Lane, the aggressiveness or lack of aggressiveness with the bass right now, again, I told you, there was spunk. We had some good whacks. And other times it was just boom. Predicated on the water temperature as per the reaction?
Yeah, I mean, bass are a lot like humans. You know, as the air temperature and the water temperatures get higher, we get more active. And the same thing with bass, man.
Okay.
When it's cold, they just want to stay bundled up and not move a whole lot. You know, they might feed once every other day or so. They're just looking to stay warm. But as the temperatures get better and the sun is out, they want to go on air jogs too. And that's when they start hitting the creek channels and exploring a little bit and start, getting an idea of where they want to spawn. And, they're on a seek and find mission at this point.
Seek and find and eat. Now, Lena, again, these females, they're producing eggs. This is a chance that's, up until in the spring, catch some of the biggest. It's going to be catch and release, starting whatever. But, it's a chance to catch some of the biggest bass of the year, no?
Oh, absolutely. If you're looking to catch big fish, now till the pre-spawn, till spawn hits, is the chance of a lifetime to get your biggest fish. My biggest fish I caught in New Jersey is a 7.2, and I caught that in April.
Well, there you go.
And that fish, I would suspect any other time of year would probably be around probably lose a whole pound, six
sure.
and a half maybe. So they put on a significant amount of weight right now.
Joining us on the line is Lane L, president, South Jersey Kayak Bass Fishing Club. By the way, this is a reminder, March 25th in the Cooper River. That is a testy water, man. From 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., the South Jersey Kayak Bass Club is hosting an open buddy tournament. And on April 1st in Mirror Lake from 9 to 3, again, South Jersey Kayak Bass Club hosting an open buddy tournament. So, Lane, we have a couple minutes left in the segment. Give us an update on the South Jersey Kayak Bass Fishing Club. What's happening?
Man, I'm so glad you asked. The South Jersey Kayak Bass Fishing Club is in its 14th season now.
Wow. Oh, my God. I remember when you first started it. Was it?
I don't know where the time has gone, but, yeah, this is going to be our 14th year. We're the original bass fishing club in New Jersey. We have spawned other clubs in the central and the northern part of the state now. We have 5 opens for anglers to come compete with us this year. Like you said, March 25th on Cooper River will be our first tournament. April 1st on Mirror Lake, June 3rd on Union, June 10th on Lake Lenape, and then August 12th, we're actually going to be fishing the Delaware River out of West Deptford. So,
whoa, that's the monster, man. That separates the yakkers from the attackers.
that's going to be a fun one. We've never attempted the Delaware River before, so we're really looking forward to getting on there and seeing what we can do on a body of water that big.
Yeah, Lane, I'd be remiss. I'd be remiss just to interrupt you, but you know me, I'm rude. Tom P, the rude man. But again, be remiss not mentioning of the early spring, late winter, early spring opportunities, especially from Miac, on Lake Lenape right there in Mays Landing. Lane, that's a great bass lake.
Yeah, Lenape will never be a great numbers lake. It's got some studs on that lake, and that's what makes it fun. And it's a relatively long lake. You know, you can go all the way up into the Egg Harbor River there.
Yeah.
It's a great lake for a kayak, especially a pedal drive kayak like I use. You know, I use a native watercraft.
There you go.
Slayer Max Propel 12 and a half. That boat is just suited, amazingly for these mid-sized to larger lakes. You can pedal all day long. You got hands-free fishing. And it just makes being in a kayak on a bigger lake so much more enjoyable.
Sure, and you're concentrating more on the fishing than you are, you know, with the other things involved. Well, is the South Jersey Kayak Bass Fishing Club at membership capacity?
We might have a few openings this year. We hold our membership to around 30 anglers per season. And the only reason we do that is our lakes here in South Jersey are, let's be honest, they're super small.
Yep.
Compared to the rest of the country, compared to most of the rest of the country. So in order to make sure that when we do hold a tournament, that there's enough water for everyone to fish, we want to keep the anglers the size of our club down. Otherwise, we'd be unlimited. We would allow everybody. But it's mm-hmm. just basically if you join the club and you're going to make the commitment to the club to fish 12 to 15 tournaments a year, we want to make sure you go out there and have a good time and be able to have some room to fish and have a chance to compete on a level with everybody else. So that's the reason why we hold the membership to 30. We're at 30 every year. This year we had a few people retire. So we might have a couple spots opening. So if you're interested in possibly joining, the only way to do that is to fish a few of the opens. Make sure that this is what you want to do. Because when we do take membership, we want to make sure that you're in it. With only 30 anglers, we want to make sure those 30 anglers are fishing the majority of the tournaments. We don't want somebody coming in, eating up a membership spot, and then only fish two or three tournaments. So we want to make sure that you're in it. For at least the full season. So come out, fish the opens, see if it's something you want to do, and then if there's a spot open, there's a chance that you can get into the club.
Well said, Lane L., President of South Jersey Kayak Bass Fishing Club. Well, I'm going to sandbag him because I am a low-life, we know what that means. Lane, competition now against Central and North Jersey Kayak Clubs. What's happening? Anything going on with that? You're in a competitor. Come on, Lane.
We have a good rapport with the other clubs in the state. We haven't had any club versus club competitions in the last few years for various reasons. Most of it just scheduling conflict.
Sure. Okay.
It's just hard with their schedule and our schedule, and then there's a lot of the guys in all the clubs that fish also on the national tours.
Right.
So there's just many, many options for kayak anglers right now to fish tournaments. So to set up another date and to get solid participation has been a challenge over the last few years.
How'd I ask you that, Lane Ella? How'd I ask you that? Listen, get out. Bass fishing opportunities right now, midwinter. It's like a late winter bite, early spring bite. Opportunities are there, and there are some big bass to be had in some of South Jersey's smaller waters. Lane, thanks for your tips, tricks, and techniques and insight there. Great great to have you on Rack and Fin. When is your butt going to get in here in the studio, man?
Hey, I'm available whenever you are. I'd love to get in there and see Tom P. And,
We'll wrap it, man. We'll wrap it.
Got catfished in all day long. I can go all day long talking about this stuff. Hey, how's the lovely Dee Marie?
Okay, here's a flip of the coin. Are we going, perch fishing? We going bass fishing? We going deer hunting? My lovely Dee Marie has me like a pinball in the machine that's stuck. Bing, 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 bing. Gotta love it, man. Lane, gotta love it. She is aces. You take care. And by the way, the lovely Michelle Olive?
Michelle Olive is doing amazing.
And happy birthday to Ladybug.
Yeah, Ladybug turns 14 in a couple of weeks, and she still loves to go out on the boat. She's still spry, and, I'm going to take her out for as long as she's able to go.
Oh, yeah, hold on a second. Hold on. Yeah. Oh, thanks. Oh, Lane, yeah, but just out front. Don't forget to ask L.E., that's you, Lane L., about taking you on Hamilton Lake bass fishing. Yeah, Lane, just a reminder on that. What's the deal? And then to the Pickalillian afterwards. We got that down?
Hey, man, I'm in. Let's go.
I'll talk to you later. Later. You take care, man. Thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin.
You take care, Tom.
Lane L., man, what a bass angler. Stays under the radar. It's not the, look at me, pound the chest, look at me. Like, gets it done. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
B-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
When you need to know, it's WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. Lawmakers reacting to the second flying object shot down in U.S. airspace in 1 week. The latest yesterday off the coast of Alaska. GOP Congressman Carlos Jimenez tells Fox News.
The action was appropriate in this case that it was flying at 40,000 feet. It's a hazard to civilian aviation.
Jimenez, however, criticizing the delay in shooting down the Chinese spy balloon. The Pentagon says it does not know who owns the latest flying object. Nearly 24,000 people confirmed dead in the Turkey-Syria earthquake zone. Some 80,000 injured and millions left homeless. U.S. search crews are on the ground and...
We announced that the United States will provide $85 million in life-saving assistance to provide shelter to the displaced, as well as food, medicine, and other desperately needed aid.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Breezy overnight with partly to mostly cloudy skies. It will be chillier compared to recent nights, low 38. And breezy in the morning on Saturday, otherwise clouds give way to some sunshine, high 49. Becoming cloudy again Saturday night, low 27. Mostly cloudy and breezy Sunday with rain developing late in the day, high 46. I'm AccuWeather's Carl Erickson on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
I know I have to get back on the blogging schedule, man. I'm getting some severe heat about that. I know, but there's just so much stuff going on with this weather. It's great. Like the yo-yo effect, like we said earlier, the perch bite is still going, and I'm doing my bunny hunting when I can squeeze it, and doing the squirrel hunting when I can squeeze it. Still have some extra deer hunting days up in certain DMZs to the north, and also, what's that, DMZ 51 up there by Manahawk, and we're going to get some last shots at that. But hey, check this out. So it's a necessary evil, but I was on Facebook, saw there is going to be an inaugural predator hunt, predator contest, predator tournament, whatever you want to call it. Check this out, though. It's going to be a week longer. It's going to be run by the Crooked Horn Gun Club down there in Belle Plaine in beautiful Cape May County. Join us online is Crooked Horn Gun Club member Rich, he's locked on Lachlan. Tell us about this tournament. This is going to be great. This is going to be great. Hey, Rich, how you doing, man? Good to have you on Rack and Fin. How are you, brother?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
Lock, cocked, and ready to rock. Tell us about this tournament. When's it going to start? I like the whole week-long thing. Where did that come from?
We wanted to give everybody an opportunity to get out there and get a chance at, you know, instead of just being a couple of days, we wanted everybody to have an opportunity at this. So we decided to go with a week long. Tournament's going to start the night of the signups on February 17th, that Friday. And then from then on out, you can hunt. There's going to be multiple weigh-ins. It's all posted on our Facebook page. We shared it multiple times. Mm-hmm. There's multiple weigh-ins, so you don't have to hold on to your animals for a week long.
That's a great idea, man. Good angle on that one, brother.
Yeah, so we're going to do multiple weigh-ins. The final weigh-in will be the 26th Sunday. And we're going to have food, drinks, you know, door prizes for everybody to get out there. And it just gets people together, and it gets the youths out there.
Yep.
And it gives them to do something. And it's something that's great for beginners and avid hunters and trappers.
And we have a shout out to Ron Jones, ACP Rednecks Outdoor Products. And we'll be donating a coon squaller and a coyote howler. Now, let's get into what is eligible. You have coyotes and raccoons, bro. Go on with that. Tell us about the coon Calcutta. What do you got?
We have a coyote, fox,
and
raccoon.
And fox. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we're going to pay out for heaviest fox. We're going to pay out for heaviest coyote. And we're also going to pay out – the raccoon is actually a Calcutta. That's going to be paid out also. You're allowed to weigh in up to two animals of each category, and your heaviest is going to be taken, and that's going to be your top animal. And you can weigh in two, you know, as many times as you want, but you're only allowed to weigh in two of each animal.
Okay, now, Richie, from what I understand, coyote, fox, or coon are eligible, correct?
They are eligible. Yeah, we wanted to get as many people as involved as possible. And I know a lot of young trappers that have a hard time hunting them, but hey, they can trap them. So mm-hmm. Give them a shot.
I tell you, people think raccoons, you see them in the yard or in the driveways or in a trash can. They're easy peasy. Maybe in a suburban environment. And them little suckers are smart.
Yeah. They're getting out of hand along with the coyotes, and it was just an idea we came up with. We've been toiling with it. I mean, so it was an idea we came up with, and it gets everybody out together. I mean, we do multiple tournaments a year, but this is something else to get. It's a week long, and it gets everybody out there, and it gets hunters together at the end of it, and they can get to talk and get the youths out there. They get to see what, you know, the outdoors is really about.
On the Rack and Fin line this morning, February 11th, is Rich. He's Locked On Lachlan. By the way, I gave you that name, by the way. From the Crooked Horn Gun Club based in Belle Plaine, the inaugural Predator Hunt, a week-longer. Sign-ups are February 17th from 5 to 7 p.m. Adults, I believe, are $25. 13 and under is $10. There's a Coon Calcutta, $30 a team. Teams are 2 to 4. Now, what's the team entry fee, Rich?
It's just $25 a person.
Oh, a person. Okay.
It's just $25 a person. And so if it's teams of two, it's $50 for the team. If it's teams of three, it's $75. If it's teams of four, it is, $100.
Okay, listen, you go to their Facebook page, Crooked Horn Gun Club. They're based in Belle Plaine in lovely Cape May County, which to me, and I'm very fortunate, as we discussed, which I get to travel from Sussex to Cape May and a lot of points in between. That peninsula county has great hunting, great fishing. And but let's get to the dog situation. There are a lot of coyotes down there. We see them down there in was that Beaver Swamp. We see them in Belle Plaine. I see them in Woodbine. I mean, those dogs are all over the place, are they not?
Oh, they're just getting way overpopulated. I mean, behind my house alone, they're going off every night across the street down in the swamp in Belle Plaine State Forest. I mean, they're everywhere, and they're just, it's just so hard to hunt them, and that's another reason, too. We wanted to get people out there to get after these animals because they're going to eventually start really putting a dent in our deer population with the amount of population we got of these animals. And along with the raccoons, I mean, they're putting a dent, they eat the eggs to the wildlife, birds, and so these animals are getting overpopulated.
And
another reason we come up with this idea.
Now, let's go to page 57 in the 22-23 Hunting and Trapping Digest. If you're going to be hunting tonight, you need that Coyote Fox permit fee, the $2 permit fee, which does allow you to hunt at night. It's the Crooked Horn Gun Club inaugural predator hunt. It's going to run from February 17, 5 to 7 p.m. Okay, where's the sign-up? What's the location? What do you got?
It's our gun and club. It's in Belle Plaine. We really don't have an address, but if you type in Vine Street in your GPS, take Vine Street all the way back to the dirt road and make a left, you can't miss our gun club. It's in Belle Plaine, so just type in Vine Street, Belle Plaine, New Jersey. Take that road all the way back to dirt road, make a left, and you can't miss our gun club. It's right there. It's off the beaten path, but it's pretty easy to find.
Listen, all the information is on the Crooked Horn Gun Club Facebook page. Well, Rich, despite, the wild woods and what have you and Cape May itself, Cape May County, up where you are, especially in the up by Tuckahoe, Corbin City, it's still very rural. I mean, you could get turned around in those woods and they won't find you. So you have plenty of hunting opportunities there. But as you've said, and I've seen this in a lot of points in New Jersey, especially when it comes to the fawns, these coyotes are severely impacting localized deer populations.
Yeah, 100% they are.
Now, Brett, one last thing, too. You mentioned that there is going to be at the last weigh-in, there's going to be a gathering. Will that be at the Vine Street facility?
Yes, it'll be at our gun club. Yeah, it'll be the final weigh-in. There'll be door prizes. There'll be food, drinks, and as all the. So everybody that signs up is more than welcome, and they're more than welcome to bring their families on the final day. Even if you've already weighed in all your animals throughout the week, come out on that Sunday, have fun, get together, talk to people, talk about your hunts, and get these kids out there. That's what we're about.
Well, someone already informed me from your club that I'm the official taste tester for all the food. Is that a deal?
Taste tester for all the food? That sounds great.
Rich, on the overall, on a serious note, again, regarding the coyotes, this is it's getting to be it's a sore point in a lot of areas around the state. Also up north, too, in those counties where the bears are just chewing up on the fawns. Has the deer hunting in your area of Cape May, around Belle Plaine, Woodbine, into there, have you noticed the decline? I know you guys do a lot of driving. Listen, I drove through that area once. I was a guest to a club on a hunt. I came out there. I was in a meat grinder. I went through a set of Carhartts in 4 days. I said, I'm done. Actually, it was 3.5 days. I totally wimped out for the afternoon hunt. But, Rich, have you seen a negative impact in your deer population? Has it been steady?
Our deer population is going down, and partially I think it's coyotes. We did get hit this year with a little bit of that EHD, but yep. I really think coyotes are having an effect on it. I mean, I have a buddy of mine who killed a deer and didn't get to it for 2 hours, and it was gone by the time he got to it. I mean, that's just how many coyotes were on that fast.
And there you go, yeah.
I have multiple people with cameras that keep cameras out all year round to have pictures of coyotes with fawns in their mouths. I mean, I really think it's starting to put a dent in our population with the amount of coyotes we have.
Well, listen, it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a week-long hunt. Crooked Horn Gun Club based in Belle Plaine. Richie locks it up. Lachlan is on the Rack and Fin line right now. Rich, is there a contact phone number for anyone interested?
Yes. You can contact me at 609-774-6991. If you need any information, you can call me. I will allow, if you are like a long distance away, if you want to call and sign up and pay over the phone, I will allow that. So you can do the hunt, but you don't have to come all the way down just to sign up and then try to rush back up to get your hunt on.
Good move, Lachlan. Good move. Okay, Reggie, take care, man. I'll be seeing you in a couple of weeks, little brother. Actually, I'll be seeing you, in about a week. You'll hear me coming, and just I leave potholes when I walk, so you may have to have some extra dirt there to fill in some holes. Take care, Rich. We'll see you, man.
You too. Have a good one.
Okay, take care. Yeah, Crooked Horn Gun Club in Belle Plaine, inaugural predator hunt. And again, another shout out to Ron Jones, ACP, Rednecks Pride Outdoor Products, for donating a coon squaller and a coyote howler. Week-long hunt. Get the youngsters involved. As Rich said, he's singing, and his club members are singing, and also other locals I speak to in that area, because we're down there fairly frequently. The impact these coyotes are having on fawn population, again, the ripple effect, less fawns, less recruitment the following week. Okay, man, grab that cup, grab that Rebel. We'll be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio, 95.5 FM and 1450 AM, South Jersey's talk station.
This is House Call for Health. Sunday is Super Bowl 57 in Arizona. The Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. Many are interested in the game. Others love the commercials. But to some, the best part is the snacks, which for this game might mean some Kansas City barbecue or a Philly cheesesteak. But food safety experts want people who host parties to keep safety in mind when it comes to what's on the menu. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack posting food safety tips on the USDA website, including using a meat thermometer to check the temperature of multiple wings to ensure they're cooked properly. Vilsack also says make sure food isn't sitting out for too long. He also warns against cross-contamination and says people preparing food should wash their hands for at least 20 seconds. And if you were curious, FoxNews.com says Google research shows the top searches for snacks this year, various wing recipes and chip and dip combinations. For more health news, go to FoxNewsHealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Protect yourself from utility scams. South Jersey Gas will never call you to demand immediate or on-the-spot payments. We use mail, phone, and in-person communications to make sure you have advance notice of an overdue balance before disconnecting service. Stay informed and don't become a victim. Not sure it's a scam? Just call us at 1-888-766-9900 or visit southjerseygas.com/beware of scams for more information.
The New Jersey Transit Police Department reminds you that we all need to work together to keep our transit system safe. Report suspicious activity to the New Jersey Transit Police Department at 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. Your attention is our most valuable asset. If you ride the train or bus, or if you live or work near a station, be alert and aware of your surroundings. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. Report any suspicious activity that you see or encounter to the New Jersey Transit Police Department at 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. New Jersey Transit urges you to help us keep our transit system safe and reminds you that we all need to work together and be aware of our surroundings. Once again, to report suspicious activity to the New Jersey Transit Police, dial 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. Together, we can keep our transit system safe.
You were supposed to get a colonoscopy, but stuff came up.
Well, we did have to pick up the twins from practice.
You said you'd get it taken care of, but stuff.
But then we had to go across town to get my father-in-law.
And grab dinner.
But if you were 45 and older, it's time to get checked. It's the best way to prevent colon cancer, and there are multiple screening options available.
But then...
Don't let but stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org or call 877-422-2030.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, that'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Plenty of freshwater bassing going on in the what I call the yo-yo pyramid. Hey! Let's not forget the white perch bite going on. Join us for a quick fishery report is my main man, Justin, the big perch master. Fanatics on West Avenue in Ocean City. Big J, how's it going, brother?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I see you're piling up the spinies, man. What is the deal, yo? Oh, with that?
Perch is by far the best I've ever seen. These temperatures have made conditions just absolutely perfect, and we are having the best perch winter I've ever seen. They honestly are everywhere. You don't need a boat. You can do it from land. A lot of these perch are in the shallows, and it's a lot of big perch. There is a mixed bag with small ones too, but you know, a lot of perch over a pound.
Justin, I've seen some of the images you sent. These things are 12, 13 inches, like you said, a pound and over. I mean, these are mamas.
Yeah, exactly. And it's consistent. Like, there's just a lot, and it's fast action. And once you find them, it's just nonstop.
Now, Justin, are you doing fish bites? You're doing blood worms? You're doing the small killies you can get them? Have you had grass shrimp? What's the chomp?
The best thing by far is grass shrimp because you can find them. A lot of people are having a hard time finding them.
Mm-hmm.
Go out at night, scoop the pilings. It's your best time. Blood worms and little tiny perch minnows are going to be your second best. Fish bites won't really work until the spring.
Okay. Justin, does it matter on the tide where you're fishing?
I found if it's a colder day, the outgoing tide works better. But if it's just a regular warm day, they're there all day.
Justin, how long do you think? Now, again, the temperature's going to go. It's nice today. Tomorrow, it's going to go dip down again. Now, we're talking next week, maybe back up into 50, 60 again. How do you see this playing out? Will they stay in the spots where they are right now? Or is there going to be movement? Water temperature drops a degree or two. They move out, move in. What do you think?
I think they're going to stay exactly where they are. When we had that cold snap 2 weeks ago with that snow, I was sitting out there in the snow, still catching them in the shallows.
Whoa. Now, what kind of rig are you using? High-low, sabikis, what's the dealio for J-Man?
High-low, and I generally like to put like a 1-0 bait holder on it. The bait holder is essential with grass shrimp and blood worms to help hold the bait on the hook. But yeah, top and bottom rig, like a 2-ounce coin sinker.
There you go. Now, listen, it doesn't open until, let's see, a couple of Wednesdays from now, March 1st, the backcountry, you know, the bay and Tidal River striper season opens. But, Justin, are you seeing any small bass in the mix?
I personally have not caught any. They've been farther into the bay, but there has been plenty around. A lot of guys in boats at the mouth of the rivers have been hammering right. More bass than perch.
Now, Justin, how are things going at the store? New loads of freight for 2023 rolling through that door there? That must be crazy.
Well, today the truck comes in, so we'll have a whole bunch of product out next week. I can't tell you exactly what's on it yet. We have to wait to see, but it'll be there today.
It'll keep you hopping, little brother. Justin, exactly. Take care. Thanks for the report, man. Have a great weekend.
All right, Tom, you too.
See ya. Yeah, that Tidal perch bite is still, I would say, not quite torrid hot. Not torrid. That's coming soon. And also getting some word here and there on some of the ponds in the southern tier counties. Those trout that were stocked back in October and in November, you know, that one-day stocking Thanksgiving week. Yeah, man, people getting some nice rainbows all of a sudden showing up. It is started. So I always say Groundhog Day. It's been the favorite saying. Things start to turn. You're starting to see it. Plenty of opportunities out there and still plenty of hunting opportunities. Get out there and enjoy. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.